You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is The Loneliest Girl from the 2018 album of the same name, and we're going to be having a chat to Chelsea on the other side of this, so stick around. This is Princess Chelsea, of course, with The Loneliest Girl, and we have got Princess Chelsea on the line. Morena, how are you?
Hi, good thanks, how are you?
Good, it's so nice to talk to you, Chelsea, especially because it's very exciting to see that you're going to be touring in November and December time. A lot of people will be very happy to hear that.
I haven't played in a couple of years, so it's obviously it's a good time to tour New Zealand, because we all need some music. I'm quite excited, a little bit, I guess, nervous because I haven't been on stage for a while, but I think it'll be really great.
I think the last time I saw you was on the Loneliest Girl tour at the Hollywood Avondale, and there was just such a wonderfully theatrical evening. You had, I think it was around Halloween time, is that right?
Yeah, it was in October.
Yeah. And there was a lot of good sort of like spooky ambience going on. It was a really fun evening, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of people really keen to come and see you. But I can imagine, yeah, getting back out there, getting back on the road, even if it is the road, you know, State Highway 1 from the top of the island down to the bottom. But it's a bit of a strange time to be making music, touring and doing all that stuff. How have you found the kind of last couple of months, this whole sort of weird year for music? Has it been a good time to just kind of chill out, or has it just been just weird and awful? What's been the vibe for you, Chelsea?
Like a little bit of both. Like, obviously everyone's going through the same thing and it's affecting everyone in different ways. I mean, obviously it's a great time when you're stuck inside, someone like me that makes music in their, like, essentially a bedroom situation, it's good, but mm-hmm. also it's the world's quite a scary place at the moment, so whether that might help write music or might not. I don't know, like the last few months, all you can do is just take it as it comes, really.
Totally.
But it did make me focus more on, I think it made a lot of people focus more on what they really want to be doing, and I thought, yeah, I want to play live again, and I want to play in New Zealand, because I've actually never really played that often. Always sort of done it in spurts every couple of years. It's cool. I haven't been to South Island for about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be pretty nice. Then that will be like, you know, an overseas trip. You do have to cross a body of water.
I do.
It must be quite interesting, because you do spend a lot of your touring time touring overseas around Europe a lot. Mm-hmm. It must be quite an interesting thing to have to kind of recalibrate and do it at home in a different way. Is it a little bit of a relief to not have to, I guess, worry about doing all those big international things at the moment? That's kind of almost been taken off the table, whether you want to not.
Yeah, in a way, I reckon. I mean, touring New Zealand is not really any less hard, I'd say, than touring in Europe. Mm. Like, physically and everything, it's quite a hard thing to do, even if it's a short run. But yeah, I mean, it's always a huge amount of work to get over there, because, mm-hmm. you know, the logistics of just everything, you know, organising 4 or 5, 6 people's lives in minute detail for half a year.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the question was.
I can't remember either. It must have just been absolute nonsense, probably, Chelsea.
No, definitely a good question. I just sort of rambled a bit.
Well, I enjoyed the rambling. Yeah. And I feel like rambling is a kind of a good way to take in a nice, like, local tour as well. You're going to some pretty awesome places. You are playing 2 shows in Auckland at the Artworks Theatre on December the 6th. And before then, you'll be playing the Tuning Fork on the 3rd of December. But you're also doing some spots in Dunedin. You've got Wonderbar, which is in Littleton. You've got Meow in Wellington, Nirvana Lounge in Hamilton. It's going to be quite nice, I think, to probably touch base with some of those, like, smaller cities and towns in New Zealand. Has it been a while since you've done those, like, small city shows? Because I think, I remember the Auckland shows. I think, did you have a couple of Wellington ones, maybe? But it must be nice to go back down to Dunedin and all those smaller centres. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's, like, always great music scenes in those towns. I think we know Flying Nuns from Christchurch originally, and then heavily associated with Dunedin. So they've got, like, a rich musical history.
Yeah.
I think what's real hard for local artists sometimes is just the extreme cost of getting down there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that, like, not that that would necessarily hinder me, just because I would rather play and break even just to play, you know. But it can be just really stressful and sometimes hard to pull together if you don't have a bit of capital to risk willing to lose. It is challenging. I'm rambling again.
No, it's interesting.
I've never played in Hamilton, so that's cool.
Oh,
and
fun.
Hamilton's only an hour away, so there's no excuse for that.
I was talking about this with some friends the other day, and we were like, maybe Hamilton becomes our new like fun place we go to on the weekends, because we can just get in the car and drive for like an hour and then be in the beautiful Hamilton Gardens and all that. It's great. You know, we love Hamilton. Shout out to all the Hamilton listeners right now who are probably rolling their eyes at us.
Well, I actually lived in Hamilton for a couple years when I was a kid and when I first went to school.
Oh, cool.
And I really liked it, yeah. And I know quite a lot of cool people from Hamilton as well. Mm. I feel like, yeah.
There's an awesome music scene there.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a good, if you like zoos, some people, I'm not sure how they feel about zoos, but they have quite a nice place for big cats that are larger than domestic cats, but smaller than lions.
Oh, that sounds like quite a cute size. Of a little,
yeah,
a little big cat.
It's a cat, yeah. Yeah, like a sort of, I think they've got like a, I mean, it's a safe place for them, let's put it that way.
That sounds pretty cool. Good things to do when you're on your tour in Hamilton. I did want to ask you, Chelsea, about the video that you put out back in May, which is for your song, All I Need to Do. It's a really, like, lovely video. It's kind of a confronting video, but something about it kind of made me feel a little bit seen or something. It's pretty cool. Can you first of all describe it a little bit for people who might not have seen it, and then also tell us a bit about how it came to be?
I made quite a lot of my own videos for this album release a couple of years ago, just because when I first put out an album in Little Golden Book in 2011, a lot of my music videos were homemade, and I kind of wanted to just give that a go again, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's part of the story. The second part is that I had made a music video for a song called Growing Older of the album that was from my family VHS footage.
Cool.
From the early, late 80s. And in the 90s, and it was called Growing Older. It was about what it feels like, trying to say what it feels like to grow into an adult, even just to get into your 30s from someone that's in their 20s. So I was kind of a companion piece to that video, so I made it with a VHS camera again.
Cool.
And I got my friend Ben Zambo, who you will know.
We will know BFM. We love Ben.
Yeah. Hi, Ben. I got him to come over actually to Waiheke because I moved in with my parents.
Nice.
Really cool. Last year, and that was a really good decision for me at the time. And we just made a clip of, I guess, my everyday life, and kind of wanted to just capture. I guess the song's about just trying to push through. And just that being a musician and kind of feeling like, oh, I'm not very good or a bit depressed or whatever, but then just loving making music so much that you don't care. And at the time I was sort of recovering from like a mental health crisis, which I don't know, I don't think it's that apparent in the video, but like that's all the stuff that was going around in my head at the time of making it. So, yeah.
I think it is a really lovely video because it does kind of capture that, like, self-care is not quite the right word, but it has got that sort of self-comfort feeling or something maybe to it. And I have enjoyed listening to this song a lot over lockdown. It's felt like a nice kind of mantra of like, all I need to do is just kind of like get through it. Yeah. And you know, that's all we all have to do at the moment. Thanks for putting that out, because it's been a really nice one to listen to.
I'm glad. Yeah. No, thank you for that. That's cool. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it live as well. And also maybe some new songs. Are you going to be playing some new ones when you hit the road?
I've definitely got a lot of new ones in the works, and I'd like to at least play a couple. Yeah, that would be cool. And I will play that song live. I haven't played it live before, but we'll learn that one up as well.
Cool.
I think.
Well, yeah. I'm very excited to catch you at either Artworks Theatre or the Tuning Fork in Auckland. Those are in December. And if anyone is listening from elsewhere in the country, you're going to be playing in Dunedin and Christchurch, also Wellington and Hamilton too. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. They're on sale now. You've got Steph Animal playing with you too, which will be really special. She's such a cool performer. And I see you've also got Simon Ward doing live visuals. That's a really awesome sounding show.
Yeah, like Simon, I made a bunch of videos with him for my previous album, and then he's gone on to work with Jess Johnson, mm-hmm. who's an artist. I think she's Australian, but he does a lot of 3D, working on a lot of 3D. It's hard to describe, like, buzzy, amazing visuals for her, and he's been touring around, like, New York, and they've just been really successful, and Jess is a really great artist. Anyways, I just wanted to bring all the people whose work I really love on tour with me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Steph came to mind immediately because I just have always been a fan since I first saw Steph play in about 2007.
Yeah.
So anyone that likes synthesizer or like Enya,
Steph's your person.
Dreamy, and then Simon, he's going to do the visuals, I think, live to the music as it's performed is the idea, which
awesome.
Is quite cool. So yeah, it'll be hopefully going to create a magical sort of feeling in the room. Yeah.
Well, it sounds fantastic, Chelsea. Can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and we'll catch you at a gig very soon.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
We're going to listen to All I Need to Do now. This is Princess Chelsea, and you're on BFM.
Bye.
Bye.
I've been making music for about 11 years. I stay inside on summer days. I've drifted from my friends. My parents, they are so polite, they want me to have kids. I'm working in a record store to try and pay my bills.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.